Hi, I'm Art Kaplan, head of medical ethics at NYU School of Medicine. I want to welcome you to Medscape's ongoing series, Both Sides Now. Today, we're going to take a look at a novel and controversial approach to training to become a doctor. How long should a doctor go to medical school? How long do they have to be there to learn all that they need to know in order to become a good doctor and provide the best care? As many of you watching this know, most medical schools have a 4-year curriculum, but a small number have started to offer an accelerated 3-year program. Some say this is a good way to attract more people into the medical profession, prevent physician shortages, and reduce the crippling debt that students incur when going to medical school. The American Association of Medical Colleges estimates that it costs $278,000 to attend a private medical school. Others say students will get an inferior medical education if they're not doing the 4-year curriculum, with not enough time to learn, digest, and get the experiences and confidence they need to become a good doctor. A number of 3-year training programs have been launched, including Mercer University's in Georgia, the University of California, Davis, Texas Tech, and my own school, NYU. Today, we have two guests who can shed light on the pros and cons of this change in training. Dr. Stanley Goldfarb, professor of medicine at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. He feels that medical school curricula should remain a 4-year run. Dr. Stephen Abramson, vice dean at the NYU School of Medicine. He's at a school where a 3-year curriculum is currently being offered. Thanks for joining us. And thanks for being on the show. And I have to confess to viewers, I know these two physicians very well, so it's a real pleasure to have you both here to discuss this issue. So let me start with you, Dr. Abramson. Can you really fit clinical training, the learning that's required, into a shorter time frame?
I think you can if you think of learning to be a physician not as a 3 or 4 year period, but it's a 6, 7, or 8 year process. So medical school, the MD degree, is one journey, one point along the journey. And then doctors now do 3 years or so of residency, longer if you're in other disciplines. And if you specialize as a fellow, your training may be all in 7 or 8 years, if not longer. And so one can conceive of medicine, of learning to be a physician, as a 8 or 9 year journey. And therefore, things that you pick up along the way can be applied to your practice. In fact, many doctors, while the foundations of medical school are very important, if you ask many doctors every day, the skills, that knowledge that they apply to what they do, mm-hmm. is often more towards the last several years of their training.
They're not
their
invoking
surgeons.
The Krebs cycle every
yeah.
day. Let me follow up and ask you this about, and let's use NYU. Do you teach the same courses? Are they compacted into, you know, less time for each? How does it work?
No, I think the way we've modeled it, the first 3 years are the same, no matter what pathway you're on, and students can accelerate or decelerate along the way. And basically, the difference is the fourth year, whereas the fourth year you enter an internship. The epiphany we had is that we were trying to get a master's of public health degree integrated to our MD degree. And rather than have an extra year, typically that's 5 years of training, 4 plus 1, we realized that we could get an MD, MPH in 4 years total. And when we looked at the board, we said, geez, if you can do your MD in 3 years and then get an MPH, we should think about what else you might be able to do at the end of the fourth year.
They're not going more in the summer
holidays. It's the same. What we've added, because the criticism of that is how do these kids really know what they want to be? So now, in the last 2 years, we've had what we call an opt-in. So after the first year of medical school, and then after the second year of medical school, the students can decide to accelerate and graduate in 3 years, and we can't meet the demand. Mm. About 25% of the class is now interested in opting in to finish after 3 years.
So, Dr. Goldfarb, you have some reservations about this. What is it that you can't get done in the 3 years that traditionally is taken for that you're concerned about?
Well, I think the issue that we addressed, we wrote a paper about this in the New England Journal a few years back, was whether this could be applied broadly. Mm. I think it certainly can be applied to certain students. And I think, yes, the student that's been out in the world for a few years and has a clear idea of what he or she really wants to do with their life, that they certainly could be candidates for this. And the other problem that we had with it, and perhaps it's been solved by the particular approach that NYU has taken, was the fact that when this was tried back in the 70s and 60s, and many schools had three-year pathways, it was almost universally felt to be a failure, in part because both the students and the faculty felt that the pressure, as well as because the students went during the summers,
yeah,
it was three
so
straight
was,
years, and it was very
it was
intense.
Cramming it in.
And, you know, this is a time of worrying about physician burnout and student mm-hmm. burnout, as well as the faculty at several schools. Were at Ohio State was one that did a careful analysis of the faculty's satisfaction with this, and they also felt that the students hadn't learned enough and weren't well prepared.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, our view was that, yes, for a certain selected group of students, this might make sense. And I think that's the way it's played out pretty much at most schools, that it's been a cohort.
Mm-hmm.
Some schools, a few students. Some schools, as many as, 10% of the class have been in these kinds of programs.
Do you think the knowledge explosion, even for the self-selected, kind of undercuts the idea of a shorter curriculum?
I think that is an issue. Now, on the side, to sort of be supportive, when studies have attempted to be done of students that have come through three-year curricula compared to four-year ones. For example, McMaster is one excellent medical school that actually the whole school is a three-year school.
Mm-hmm.
All 200 and some odd students per class are in 3 years. When they've been compared, they do as well on exams. They seem to be at the same point. So, I think it's doable, and I think it's quite correct that, physicians are studying not only for those 9 years, but for their whole lives. On the other hand, here's the problem. The problem is you can't do it for everyone.
Mm.
And a good example of this is the fact that about 40 to 45% of our students that come in at the University of Pennsylvania, Perelman School, want to be pediatricians when they come in. And fewer than 10% end up being pediatricians. So that's a huge problem, is how do you create a mechanism where everyone could get into the field that they really want, they change their minds on.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's an issue, and it's going to be an issue for many students, that this is going to be too rapid, too intense, too short a period, and they're going to feel sort of stuck in this particular pathway.
Well, before we get to the what would be right for all, the people who've been in the NYU program, you said at mm-hmm. first graduating class, any notion that they're less well prepared, more burnt out, any significant difference between them and the others?
They appear to be indistinguishable, which in many ways doesn't surprise, because they get the same core.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the times in the fourth year students, especially if they're applying to competitive residencies, spend 40, 50 days visiting, mm-hmm. applying to other schools. So, in fact, we did an assessment of their knowledge and skills in March of the year for the third-year kids who were graduating, and compared their performance to the four-year students who were also graduating. The three-year students actually outperformed them in simulation studies because they were just coming off the experience. Now, the real question is what happens at 6 months and 12
mm-hmm.
months.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we have this first experience, and it's very interesting. The program directors, and we have about 18 different programs, which is also what makes NYU a little different from some of the other places. You know, a lot of medicine is socialization. What
mm-hmm.
happens when they go on the clinical wards? They don't only learn medicine, but they learn how one should behave. Now, that has pros and cons, and people talk about the so-called hidden curriculum and the bad lessons they learn. So these kids hit the ground having been part of the department, and our most avid supporters, surprisingly, are the neurosurgeon, mm. they can't get enough of them, the plastic surgeons, the orthopedists. And it wasn't until we were doing the five-year programs that we mapped the four-year MD, MPH, which some schools have.
Let me just describe a study that was done at the University of California in San Francisco, where they asked the program directors about the students that they sent to those programs. The program directors, evaluating those students, thought that about a third of them, 27%, had insufficient medical knowledge, 33% lacked organizational skills, another third, it may all have been the same third, lacked the sort of traits of professionalism and humanism that they like to see. So what I've taken away from this is, yes, you could do this. It's possible. You can do a lot of things. Mm-hmm. I think we need to do better the way we're training medical students. And I think a key to that is actually the fourth year. I think the fourth year really needs to be enhanced. It needs to be strengthened. Yes, we have a lot of fifth-year, five-year students. We have, I think, almost 40% of our class has done something besides the 4 years, including a very large MD, PhD, certificates, second degrees.
Is it the case that medical education should be cheaper? Should we try to get to 3 years, not just because of content, but because it's so expensive?
Right. Well, that's a good question. One of the reasons that we thought 3 years could be advantageous for some was this real crisis in debt. As you know, I mean, the average debt is around $160,000, mm-hmm. $70,000, but more importantly, some of these students carry $300,000 worth of debt. I don't think the solution for that problem is a three-year medical school. I mean, I think the other villain in this picture is the residency programs. The numbers of applicants have skyrocketed. Mm-hmm. And part of the reasons the applicants have gone up is not the number of graduates per se, but the numbers of programs that our graduates have to apply to get admitted. And so that puts them on the road a lot. So that's another structural problem unrelated to your question. Our reason, frankly, was that medical school, has been 4 years going back to the early 1900s. What's changed since the 70s and 80s is the length of training after medical school. Okay, when board certification came in and you had to pass these boards.
It's a very interesting generation, the millennials. Some wonderful, wonderful students, but some that aren't quite ready mm-hmm. to take on the responsibilities that are entailed by residency when they're 21 mm-hmm. or 20, and certainly may have difficulty making decisions about how they really want to spend their lives and what kind of commitment they have to medicine as opposed to some of these other approaches that they can take.
Do you think, this warm-up period of go to college, is that?
Well, here we're all subject to our own biases. I mean, I think college, especially if you're going to be a physician and you learn about things other than medicine, is a very valuable lifetime experience. But like everything else, people are different. So that's an evasive answer. So there was a very important article in 2011 or 12 that Zeke Emanuel and Fuchs wrote that actually caught our attention in mm-hmm. JAMA. And it basically said medical training should be shortened by 30%, and it wouldn't affect the outcome. And they said it could be in college, it could be in medical mm-hmm. school, mm-hmm. and it could be in GME. And the challenge that was sort of put out, okay, people should think about this. We chose to look at the medical school piece. I know as a former director of rheumatology and fellowship director, I know there's a lot of fat in GME, in fellowship training, meaning research years for kids who never will ever do research. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So we moved, there's a lot of training that one could look at hard. Say, do you really, if you're going to be a clinician in field X or Y, do you need that second year of fellowship to be in a lab or do some investigation? So it's a complicated answer. But the point I'm making is that I think we have to look at each of these segments.
So I'm going to ask you two more questions. One was one that Dr. Goldfarb just hinted at. We, aside from money and tuition burden, there's apparently person power issues, manpower issues coming up. We're going to have enough docs. We're going to have the right kind of docs. Is there a role here for the government to say, if you do the three-year track and you become an X, whatever X is, mm-hmm. then maybe we'll throw some money into that and also we'll speed up the process. We got to get some more docs out there. Is this a place for engineering?
Well, I think the part that's interesting to me is should the government be loan forgiving people going mm-hmm. into unmet areas? It's interesting. So if you graduate in 3 years, it doesn't add more docs because you reach a steady state. I mean, what we've argued, put out there, is that you get an extra year of a doctor's work for maybe that's 200 surgeries or 500 X number of patients that you see.
But is that how you see it?
Every specialty society has identified huge deficits. Mm-hmm. Oncology is one. Everybody would agree. You'd really like to make sure there's an oncologist that can see you if you have cancer, need chemotherapy
pretty
quickly.
You are the czar of medical education for the United States. What would you change to make the curriculum more meaningful? Would you do something about that fourth year? Would you try to accelerate the number of folks that get admitted into the three-year programs so that the residency slots were there for them? What mm-hmm. what would you do if you could wave the magic wand?
I mean, there's so many answers, but I think to me the critical need right now is to create what we call a continuum of education between UME and GME. So the issue is
undergraduate medical to graduate.
Yeah, right now you get your degree and then you go off to another environment, sometimes at your own school, sometimes in another school. And the competencies that we look at for medical students, the so-called entrustable professional activities, or EPAs, are different from the milestones that are looked at when you get being an intern, in part because they're different disciplines. We don't have enough ability to say, think about this as a single training.
I personally think we need to do a better job training medical students. I think they need to be better educated when they leave medical school. We need to do a better job. We need to put in a much stronger fourth year. We need to make sure that our students are really prepared to be 21st century physicians.
So let me thank both of you for being here. I think you gave us some great ideas about how to think about reforming, changing, thinking through what we're doing in medical education. And it's much appreciated that you took the time to do that with us. So what's my takeaway from this interesting discussion? I think major curriculum change is in the air and we're going to see more of it. It's likely that more schools will experiment with three-year curriculum. But it isn't for everyone. As our guests pointed out, not everybody's going to flourish in a three-year curriculum. So there will certainly be schools that do 4 years and maybe longer periods of training. At the end of the day, the three-year curriculum isn't really the solution to the high cost of medical education. If we're going to fix that problem, it's going to have to come through government subsidy, philanthropy, gifts, other solutions. But the three-year curriculum is not the answer. What it is the answer to is for some students, they know what they want to be, they know what specialty they want to enter, and they can get there faster and move more quickly down the road of training by having that three-year option. I'm Art Kaplan. This is Both Sides Now. Thanks for watching.